Great! I've got that new shipment sorted and all the returns put away, but don't worry about any that came in tonight. It's late enough already, so those can wait in the bin for tomorrow morning. Has anyone come to the desk? I figured. What have you got there? Oh no, an elbow! However will I read the print? Come on, let me see. Dear, this is an application for a non-wielder liaison license. I'm assuming for a certain podcaster? What? No! God, no, you're not in trouble. It's just... this is the wrong paperwork. If you're trying to do something behind my back, you should at least try to do it from step one instead of step... six? No, don't feel bad. I'm sorry for making you feel like you had to hide it. May I? Thank you. I'm sorry I've been avoiding the topic lately. I'm sure it must have been frustrating for you. But while I still don't think you should go through with it, the least I can do is explain it to you. All right. See, now what you've pulled up is the non-wielder license application, but this is something that comes much later on in the process. First, you need to send in an application to tell a non-wielder about magic at all. After that, there is the process of explaining magic, and that comes with waivers and videos and surveys that you have to go through with the person you're telling. Not to mention the amount of time you have to wait just for their name to be submitted into the non-wielder database. It's not a fun process, and certainly not one you can finish with just one piece of paper. Also, this file is incredibly outdated. Where did you even get it? Oh dear, those files in the back are decades old. I appreciate you taking the initiative, but those papers should have been shredded up ages ago. Remind me to put that on the to-do list and to update the filing cabinets. And the other cabinets. Right, sorry, off track. Whew, okay. What you would have to do is you'll have to go through the Bureau of Magic to get the updated applications, and to do that, you have to be assigned a representative from the Bureau who will help guide you through this step by step. Magic is very complicated, and magical bureaucracy is even more so. So you really can't do that part alone. Plus, you would need to go to the regional branch to fill out all of this in person, and our branch is a solid 3-hour drive away from Glenwood. You're incredibly lucky you didn't have to go there to start your internship. The Bureau can be an absolute labyrinth, but the NWL department is another beast entirely. What? Oh, no, the Bureau doesn't handle every part of magical society. The world of magic is much too big and far too complicated to ever be condensed into one government body, especially with how different most magic users are. The Bureau mostly handles general wielder matters, while, you know, people like vampires have their court system and shifters have their regional councils. Each elemental unit has their own form of regulation that all have their general representatives that intermingle between groups. But the NWL department is the largest of any magical agency because they offer a resource to every single group. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's kind of a lot, and that's just talking about it, let alone actually going through it. I mean, we're talking about months of assessments and paperwork and seminars. Are you sure all of that is worth going through right now while you're still in the middle of studying? a minute now, don't go putting words in my mouth. You're doing incredibly well. And I tell you that all the time. But let's not forget that you're still learning about magic as well. Yes, I am putting on the teacher voice, and I'll keep doing it. I'm just trying to make sure that you know what you're trying to get into. As someone who has dealt with the Bureau of Magic a lot, and as your friend, I can't let you go through all this unless you know absolutely everything beforehand. And let's not forget who exactly you're trying to bring into the magical community. No, I like Abigail. She's sweet and creative and enthusiastic, but all those qualities don't change the fact that telling her about the world of magic is an insanely high risk. I want her to know. It would be so much easier having her around if I didn't have to hide our conversations and play Mindfield every time we talk. I'd like to not have to jump into your mind just to avoid Abigail overhearing us while she's here and catch something she's not supposed to. But we can't tell her. No, we can't. Wielder, you're closer to Abby than I am, so I understand why you're so adamant about telling her the truth, but you need to be honest with yourself. You've only known Abigail for a few months. Can you really say for certain that she is able to handle the secret of magic? I'm not talking about if she's a good person. I know she's a good person. I'm talking about if you can tell her this, knowing who she is. Are you forgetting what her job is? She runs a podcast discussing the history and the quote-unquote secrets of myth and magic. That is her entire life, her passion. Can you look me in the eyes and tell me with 100% certainty that if you tell Abigail about magic, none of that would ever show up on her podcast one day, even by accident? Yes, of course I'm scared. I'm terrified of this. Even just the conversation of explaining magic in general to someone who believes full-heartedly that she knows everything there is to know, it's overwhelming. And if that conversation goes south, then I don't know what the two of us would do. Yes, I'm sure if you explained it to her, then that would help, but we both know that's too much of a risk. I'm sorry, dear. I know it's not the answer you wanted, but I really think we need to consider this and give it more time. Can we at least agree on that? I'm not saying we'll never tell Abigail, but at this point it's still too soon. Okay? Okay. Then we'll wait. I know. I hate it too. But with these kinds of situations, it's better to be safe than sorry. All right, then we're in agreement? Good. All right, I'm going to pull out now. Are we okay? I'm fully out of your mind now, so you don't have to tell me everything, but... Oh, thank goodness. I really didn't want you to be upset with me, but I can't have you jumping the gun like this, and it's not just us who would be affected by this, and we can't pretend that changing Abigail's entire concept of reality is some small conversation. She deserves to be informed fully or kept safe from it entirely. God knows if you try telling her too soon, she's gonna faint, and I am not going to risk someone splitting their head open on my library floor. Yes, roll your eyes all you want, but I'm right, and you know it. She gets too excited. All right. If that's the end of the conversation for now, I'm going to finish wrapping up in the back. We're set to close soon, so do whatever you need to do to finish up your tasks. All right? And Wielder? Thank you for hearing me out about this. I know it's not the best option, but I appreciate you taking this into consideration. Of course. Yes, what is it? Oh, you know I hate that jingle. It's gonna be stuck in my head all night now. You are the absolute worst.